USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump continues to complain about Democratic-led investigations, including about a new investigation that wants to look at his possible ties to Russia and his personal finances. The president on Twitter this morning tweeting that there's no reason for the investigation, continuing something he said to reporters at the White House yesterday.
There would be no reason to do that. No other politician has to go through that. It's called presidential harassment, and it's unfortunate, and it really does hurt our country.
The NYPD is threatening legal action against Google over its police feature on its Waze navigation app. In a cease and desist letter, the department demands Google immediately remove the feature that shares the location of DWI checkpoints. Well-known TV lawyer and TV personality Bob Massey has passed away, and this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is demanding humanitarian aid be allowed to enter Venezuela after soldiers there block a bridge to prevent an aid shipment from coming in. President Nicolas Maduro controls the army. The shipment was organized by opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has declared himself interim president and has the support of the United States. Here's Pompeo speaking last night.
Plan's very straightforward. We're supporting the Venezuelan people who have for far too long now suffered under the hands of Mr. Maduro. The people know better. The humanitarian crisis is real. He conducted a sham election, then declared himself president, and we simply have said we're not going to recognize that.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. Initial jobless claims filed last week, down by 19,000 to 234,000. Economists were expecting that to come in at 225,000. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
For the third time in the last 8 months, a Milwaukee police officer has been killed on duty. This time a 35-year-old veteran of the force was shot while executing a search warrant on the city's south side yesterday morning. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he's filled with sorrow and also with anger.
This is a very, very, very difficult time for our city, for the Milwaukee Police Department, obviously for the family that's been affected. And we ask for your prayers.
A 26-year-old suspect's in custody. A federal appeals court granting an emergency stay of execution of a convicted murderer in Alabama over concerns about religious freedom. Dominique Ray claims the Alabama Department of Corrections is violating his religious freedom by not allowing a Muslim spiritual advisor to be present during his execution. The appeals court says it looks like Alabama has run afoul of the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. And Fiat Chrysler recalling over a 500,000 Ram trucks to fix a steering problem, saying a faulty steering component on some of the vehicles could separate and cause drivers to lose control. The recall includes Ram 2500 and 3500 pickups, along with 3500 Ram chassis cabs for model years 2014 through 2017. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.